Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre, episode 17. It's August 29th, Monday. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, welcome to our show. We talk about gay stories, geek topics, and bizarre shit.
Shit.
It's becoming our tagline for this one now.
Bizarre shit.
We can't put that in the Facebook page, but we can just say it in the show.
Well, we come up with some pretty weird shit on that bizarre stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of it happens in Florida, but that changes this week.
Oh, really? Why do you say so?
Because it happens in South Carolina, my home state.
Ah, okay. Is it South Carolina or North Carolina?
South Carolina. I am from South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Everybody keeps saying North Carolina. I went to school in North Carolina.
Oh, okay. But still, you're in this, from the South. You're a child of the South, Ray.
I'm from South Carolina. Uh-huh.
So how are you, Ray? It looks like you're under the weather again. What is it with you? And
I don't know. Apparently, if I go get water or something, I get sick. So
if you drink water, you get sick?
Apparently.
So must be all the water, the swimming. So you should stop showering now.
No, I'm not going to stop showering. Mm-hmm. I think I just need to quit going, getting bodies of water bigger than a tub.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have new neighbors here in the suburbs of Houston, I guess. Yeah, right. Casey and Chris. Yeah.
They no longer had the loft in downtown Houston.
Yeah. Whenever it's New Year's Day, we always go to their loft.
Remember New Year's parties on downtown or 4th of July parties downtown.
Not anymore. Now they're suburbans.
That's right.
And I'd like to congratulate Ryan for being able to drive all the way to the suburbs of Houston. That's awesome.
That's right.
Yes, that's the farthest drive he's ever done, right?
That's right. Good. A little Viet Cong is finally growing up.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so let's go to our stories. We have a big show, guys. It's we picked up a lot of stories in the Gay Geek Bizarre Facebook page. Thank you, Caesar, for helping us on the topics. So let's go, Ray.
Okay. All right. Our first up gay story this week is anti-gay hotspots also top consumers of gay porn. Nothing could be finer to watch porn in Carolina in the morning and the afternoon and the evening, especially if it's gay porn. According to a recent Pornhub survey, Pornhub does a lot of surveys.
They do.
North Carolina and Mississippi are among the top five gay porn consuming states in the country. These are also the two states whose legislatures have recently enacted the most sweeping anti-gay laws in the U.S. Oh, yes. And the Tar Heels and Mississippi don't just like gay porn. Their top preference for porn showing well-endowed black men. Mm-hmm. Black man, black man.
Black man.
This
black
is man. Ironic considering the tradition of racial prejudice against African Americans in both states.
That is true.
It is true.
But that's what they look for.
Mm-hmm. Big black dick. Mm-hmm. The more Republican and religious the state is, the more their residents love porn. So except for the District of Columbia and New York, all of the southern red states are the leaders in watching gay porn, and lots of it. So gay porn sites around the country are thankful for Governor Patrick McCrory and the Republican state legislatures who continue to promote HB2 and keep cities and towns from enacting anti-discrimination ordinances to protect LGBT people. The more they hate on gays, the more North Carolinians want to watch man-on-man porn.
Yep. That's what you get.
It was confirmed during the Republican National Convention. The numbers of people watching gay porn in the Cleveland area dramatically increased, as well as those posting ads on Craigslist and social media apps like Grindr. And Hustlers did a booming business at the convention. But it isn't just closeted conservative Republicans, single and married guys who are jacking off in private watching porn clips. More than 37% of gay male porn viewers nationwide are women. And Pornhub reports that women aged 18 to 25 are 83% more likely to watch gay porn than their male counterparts. As they get older, it's more likely that the men are watching the hot action in the privacy of their home.
But, you know, if gay men, no, not straight men, like watching a girl-on-girl action, right?
Yes.
So I guess that's how it is with the very...
Well, they like watching girl-on-girl action, but you notice there are no big lesbian porn producers out there.
Well, I wonder why.
Because it's lesbian porn. It's not woman-on-woman action.
Lesbian porn is different from woman-on-woman. Yeah. So woman-on-woman action.
That's the whole thought of it. Okay. I'm watching lesbian porn. They're gay lesbians.
They're gay lesbians? So. Okay.
So it needs to be noted that straight porn consumption in the Tar Heel State is also way above the national average. So what is going on here? First is the fact that abstinence education was the only sexual education permitted in North Carolina for 15 years and is still the focus for school districts. Sounds like my state of South Carolina, which that's all they
do. Did they actually teach there that you're not supposed to have sex? You can only have sex when you're married. You can only have sex when you're
over
21.
Well, it never came like that. We had a sex education class, I think, when I was in the sixth grade, when we were just hitting puberty. And they told us that you could get STDs if you have sex. They wouldn't tell us about condoms. They said if you do have sex, it's most likely that you're going to get the girl pregnant. And it was very basic. And then it was basically, I think, you shouldn't have sex until you're old enough or married.
Does that work, though? I mean, that kind
and
of thinking.
And how many teenage pregnancies are there out there today?
Well, you tell me. How is it in your batch, your class?
I went to school with 7 girls that had to leave school because they got knocked up. So
by people in the same class, I guess.
Well, in school, so. Mm-hmm. The religious right still promotes this, which in turn causes people to hunt for sexual information. A study by Kara McInnes and Jordan Hodson of Archives of Sexual Behavior showed that the red states like North Carolina had higher percentage of Google searches for sex. Secondly, the more the religious right and the Republicans promote a culture of secrecy and fear around human sexuality, the more people are likely to find more and check out porn sites. Mm-hmm. The Republican convention platform this year opposed all gay rights, opposed pornography in all its forms, and backed abstinence education, even as some of their delegates were watching gay porn in their hotel rooms and hooking up with men. Perhaps McCrory and other conservative leaders in North Carolina should pay attention to the 2009 Harvard study, which found that people who agreed with statements like, I have an old-fashioned values about family and marriage, and age might be God punished for immoral sexual behavior, were the ones who most looked up sex-related topics on Google and watched more porn. So more shame and opposition, the more North Carolinians love their forbidden fruit, gay porn.
Okay. So a few questions here. Why is it always the Pornhub?
Well, I think Pornhub actually keeps their statistics and use them.
I mean,
and it also gets people talking about Pornhub when they release this stuff. So like, oh, maybe I need to go check out Pornhub because everybody else is watching Pornhub.
You see, that's the point. That's what's good about, I guess that's the smart thing that Pornhub
it's
does.
Advertising.
They release these lists.
It's
which
Pornhub
all these media
masturbation.
These lists that the Pornhub gives out is, of course, BuzzFeed is going to eat them up. All these media, all these Facebook pages are going to eat them up, and which is good statistics, though. I mean, there's so many things that we've learned about from Pornhub. I mean, we've had articles before talking about Pornhub about what they have. Okay, so also what I'm going to ask here is, so lots of porn happening in states. There's a statement here. It says AIDS might be God's punishment for immoral sexual behavior. Remember last week, or was it 2 weeks ago? If you're, he's a pastor or?
Yeah, the pastor, the one that applauded the Orlando shootings and now he got arrested for child molestation. Is that?
No, the other one. The one that
got his house flooded.
His house got flooded because it's punishment to gays.
Gays, yes. So
maybe he's gay.
I bet you somebody checked his Pornhub account.
Okay, let's go to the next one, Ray. It's about Shigella. Is that how you say it?
Ooh, that girl. Did you see her on RuPaul's Drag Race? Oh, my God, girl.
She got Shigella. So 7 things all gay men need to know about Shigella. Actually, I'll be honest.
Oh, this
is
an STD. I thought this was a drag queen.
Yeah, it's an that's right. To be honest, it's the first time I read about this. It's the first time I heard about Shigella, that there's a term for it. But I can't imagine that if you do eat bad ass, that can happen. But I didn't know there's a technical term for it. Or it's even considered as a true STI.
Well, I think, I used to watch some of the, back in the 80s when some of the early gay movies were first coming out. I remember two I remember watching were about being gay in the 70s in New York and hitting the bathhouses and stuff, that the gay characters they were following were having to go to the doctor because they were getting these bacterial infections that were making them sick and that have diarrhea and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if this is the same thing they had back then, but we don't hear about it that much because there's so many antibiotics here in the U.S., but in other countries, because this is actually an article from Great Britain, but I feel it was prominent for here too because bitches go over there and party all the time and then come back here and bring shit with them. So.
Yeah, that's true. So one of the things that shows about is Shigella, some signs. You would think it's food poisoning. What Ray said, you could get diarrhea, you could have stomach cramps, and people might think it's food poisoning.
And see, a lot of times y'all go out and thought it was that bad burrito. No, it was that bad ass.
It's badass.
That bad ass you had the night before.
Okay, so it only takes a small amount also. Just a, probably a small amount of bacteria. So it would probably cultivate in your stomach or something.
It's caught from bacteria and feces getting into your mouth.
Yes, it could just... During sex, of course, when especially when you do ass to mouth, so that can happen.
You'd be eating that ass, and you'd be thinking it clean. You got some Shangela up in there, girl.
Yeah, and you if you don't wash your hands in between, and there's so many things that can happen. Like when you're eating ass, you can even get it by licking skin and even condoms. Well, naturally, if you use condoms, and then same thing if you do ass to mouth again. So of course, toys also. So yeah, mainly anything that's related to rimming. Oral sex and oral sex after.
So I look at this bacteria like a staph infection, which we have a lot more staph infections here, because I was watching a show the other night and somebody in the gym got a staph infection. They had to have the whole gym decontaminated,
mm-hmm.
because once one person gets it, if you touch it and you get it, you get staph infection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
it's really scary. And what are they saying here? They're saying it that gay and bisexual men are all at risk, of course, and especially in London, Brighton, and Manchester. So new figures show a surge in cases like to have been passed on during sex between men. So it's vital in gay and bisexual men know what it is and how to avoid it. Just wash a lot, I guess.
Well, no, you got to, if you start getting sick, you better go get treatment.
That's right. So, yeah, it's pretty scary. Now, also, wash your hands. Yeah, one of the tips here, of course, you need to wash your hands all the time. And I don't know if every time if I'm going to have sex, I would wash my hands in between. I don't mind that.
What, in between sexual partners?
Yes, exactly.
Well, you're getting ready to go to Southern Decadence.
Oh, my God. This coming weekend.
And you get places like some bars down there where people go from eating one ass to fucking ass to eating another ass to fucking another ass to sucking a dick to spit up somebody's ass.
Oh, gross.
It's very easy to pass this at an event like that.
Mm-hmm. That is serious scary. I have a story about that. But anyway, so here's another one. Which is related to what you said about going to the gym. You should cancel that spa day because if you have an infection like that, you should really avoid spas, jacuzzis, even having sex, of course, hot tubs, sharing towels with somebody else, and things like that. So it's like what you said, Ray, that if a gym has it, a staph infection, probably it's the same thing.
So if you go to a sex club and you find out some other your friends that have been there and they all seem to have food poisoning, you might want to have it checked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the good thing about this is that it's really treatable. It's treatable. You get what do you get? Like
I assume since it's a bacteria, it's an antibiotic.
Antibiotics.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I mean,
I don't think a Z-Pack will treat it, but it probably needs something a little bit stronger
or something.
Take a shot. Or
something different. Yeah. So anyway, related to this. Like in Sudden Decadence, there was a story once that we were watching somebody getting right in front of you, getting doing anal sex. Somebody's getting fucked, and then a friend of ours was watching, and suddenly he was staying with us in the room in the apartment, and then started touching the guy on the dick, but it just came from the guy's ass, and then we told him, "Don't you dare hold my doorknob at the house. You better wash your hands first." Yeah, so that's going to happen.
I thought Wayne had better hygiene than that.
It was somebody else. It was many, many years ago.
You mean it wasn't Wayne?
No, it wasn't Wayne. Somebody else. Okay, so yeah, what do you guys think? Do you have... I tell you honestly, Ray, this is the first time I've heard about it's actually termed Shigella.
I know it sounds like a drag queen, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's what used to scare me. I really wasn't worried back in the day about getting HIV because I was taught abstinence protection, not HIV protection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I was worried about getting, because I used to hear about people getting these bacterial infections and making them really sick, gay men.
Yeah.
And then if they were HIV positive and they got this, it really caused some issues and stuff. So I was always worried about that. And I didn't eat ass or do anything kind of risky like that for a long time.
Yeah. But that's true. But that's not the only thing you can get. It's even worse because this is treatable. Shigella is treatable.
Well, yeah, there's a bunch of different things you can get. But this used to be my fear, is like, oh my God, I'm going to get some kind of bacterial infection. Yeah. And I remember the first time I ate somebody's ass. I was like, God, I think I need to go to the doctor and get some antibiotics. And I would like, I remember brushing my teeth like three times and gargling three or four times and just like, oh my God, I'm going to get something.
Well, that's not that's the only thing that you can think of that can happen to you, like hepatitis C. Hepatitis C is really bad to have, and people can. Yes. Is there a cure for it? There's no cure for it yet, right?
There is a cure for hepatitis C.
Oh yes, there is, but it's very, very, very expensive. Yeah, that's what I heard.
It's cheaper. It's cheaper to get the hepatitis C infection than an EpiPen.
Yep. So it's really scary. So Shigella is nothing compared to what hepatitis C can do.
So there's all this other stuff out there that people get that, you know, for a while it kind of dies off and then it comes back. And as Americans, we take way too many drugs. So I'm sure it's not that many cases of here because the amount of antibiotics we take here.
So that's to me.
Our issue is
try my best not to eat, take antibiotics myself.
Yeah. In fact, our big issues here is gonorrhea and syphilis have become drug resistant.
Yeah.
And the strains are getting stronger, so it's harder to kill it when you get it.
Did we have stories about that before? Yeah.
Yes, we talked about it because Helio talked about it, that now that sometimes the drugs don't always treat it. You have to go back. You have to go do the IV antibiotics, which is super strong and stuff. And then
what if they adapt to that?
Then they're kind of screwed. Have to develop new drugs. And, you know, that's going to be expensive.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Pretty sad. But like I said, Shigella is out there. Okay, let's go to the next one, which is a geek. This kind of affects me and Ray, and I think I have a question for Ray about this. So Apple 2017 iPhone will reportedly get rid of the iconic home button. Yeah, that round thing in front of the phone. That's something that everybody uses. So we're just 1 month out from a new iPhone release, but the news of next year's model can't seem to stop seeping out. According to Bloomberg, the 2017 iPhone will no longer contain the iconic home button Apple fans have grown accustomed to over the last decade. The news pairs well with the other reports of next year's iPhone, which will mark the device's 10th anniversary. Oh my God, next year. It is 10 years because 2007 is when the first iPhone came out. So that would allow the entire front of the device to appear like a single sheet of glass. How about the ear part?
They keep saying that the 3-millimeter plug is going away anyhow.
Oh yeah, I'm getting there. Yeah, so that's not the only big change rumored for the 2017. So there's a report that that Apple may introduce a third premium smartphone next year with a curved glass. And what else? Upcoming iPhone 7 device is said to remove the headphone jack. Yeah, that's right.
But are they going to make it out of shatterproof glass?
It's got to be like Gorilla Glass.
Gorilla Glass, like all the other iPhone, like all the other phones are being made of now, so they don't break every time you drop them.
See, the some of the features of the iPhone, the next iPhone, I guess for next year would be no headphone jack. It's going to be thinner now because you don't have the headphone jack anymore. They're going to use the lightning port that you use for charging, of course. And then you have the
Why do we have to have a port? Why can't we just do it like the thing where you lay it on something and it charges?
That's true. Why would they?
I mean, come on, man. Get with 2017. You just lay it on. You don't have to worry about
my Android phone can do that.
It's at this point, why do we have to sit there and plug shit in?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Also, the next phone will go to you, Ray, very soon about your phone. So yeah, it's gonna have two cameras, two rear cameras, and of course the memory is gonna be higher, 3 gigabytes of RAM. And according to a separate report from Bloomberg, that's what they got. It will also contain a pressure-sensitive home button that relies on the same type of vibrating haptic feedback used in the Apple Watch and the trackpad of the new MacBook. So, Ray, are you getting the next iPhone or next year's iPhone?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm not ready to get rid of this, and I'm fine with it. So,
okay, because I know your plan, the plan that you're using, that if you keep paying this amount each month, you keep paying that.
I can upgrade
it. You can upgrade anytime.
I don't think, if I do, it probably won't be when it first comes out. I'll wait for the S version to come out.
Yeah, if you do that then, because if you, what I'm saying is, if you do that then, that means if you're waiting for the S, which is going to be like 2 years from now, sure. If you do that, that means you have to let go of your phone. I mean, you don't have to pay for your phone. It will be yours.
Yeah.
It will be yours for a year or more. When did you get your phone? Last year? Was it last year?
It's a little over a year now.
It's over a year now. Okay. So, yeah, you'll be able... It's like skipping 3 years for you then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to happen. That's what I did before my iPhone 5.
As long as I don't have any problems with this. I mean, it does some weird stuff sometimes, but...
Like, I really don't have any much complaint about my
phone. But it might be because I don't shut it down enough and restart it. So.
But I do plan to... Yeah, then right now, the iPhone 6S, I don't have any problems with it because its camera is good. And this 3 GB RAM, these headphone jack going away, and the two cameras, the two rear cameras for 3D pictures, it's really gimmicky for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're right, Ray.
Well, the only time I use headsets on my phone anymore is when I'm at the gym.
Oh, not even. I use Bluetooth all the time. Yeah.
Well, gym. See, that's the whole thing. I need to get me some good Bluetooth. I need to, at some point, maybe for Christmas, somebody give me a nice pair of Bluetooth headset with noise canceling. So when I'm at the gym, I can actually hear my music and not all the bullshit around me in the gym or if I'm traveling and stuff. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so from...
intent, Christmas ideas, people.
That's right. I'm sure somebody from the Midwest can... give you something, right? For Christmas. Okay, let's from iPhones, you know, to phones to TVs. Okay, so
all right, we looked at TVs the other day.
Yes.
And you know what y'all made the comment about how oversaturated the color was on the 4K machines.
Did I say that?
I think you or the other one was saying that.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I got thinking about it. I was like, well, of course they oversaturate it. They want you to notice the color change. They want you to walk in and say, oh, my God, that's so vivid.
Yeah, actually, even the 4Ks are really, really vivid.
They intentionally do some stuff on those TVs to make them look different than what they really are. So, mm-hmm.
And they're beautiful.
And displays, yeah.
But I can't. Although, they're becoming the 4Ks are becoming very affordable. It's just that. What I have right now, I'm still happy with it. Yeah. Okay, let's go to this story because it's about 8K TVs for 2020. So according to a report from Nikkei, TV makers Panasonic and Sony will be partnering with the broadcaster NHK and others to develop broadcast technology. Yeah, right now Netflix only provides 4K right now. But this one's capable of handling 8K video. The super high resolution is 4 times as sharp as 4K. Should we 2 times? 4K times 2, 8K? No? Doesn't work that way?
I don't know how they do the resolution thing, if it triples or doubles or what. So 4K, my question, with 4K, well, actually, regular high def, you can see the pores on somebody's skin.
And 4K is even, you can probably see the molecules.
Well, in 4K, you can see the blackheads.
You can see the blackheads.
And you can see every hair that's sticking out of the ear. Because now I'm getting noticed where I notice that shit on my TV shows. Mm-hmm. Like if the light's behind somebody and you can see the hair standing up on their ears and stuff. And I'm just like, oh, Lord, I don't need to see that.
Can you imagine that? That's already HD. Yeah. What more if it's 4K?
And now if people wear like newscasters and stuff because it's all high def, you can tell they're really wearing makeup. A lot of makeup.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you should not be able to tell that, yeah.
Then they should perfect. See, they should now learn how to put on makeup for 8K resolution. So that's going to be some science that it's not very noticeable. So, yeah, it's. I'm just curious about this 8K coming out in 2020. I'd like to, you know, that may be the time for me to get the 4K because... 4K is still good. I don't think there's anything wrong with 4K right now. It's going to be cheaper now. All right. So are you ready for 8K? And like I said, here in the house, we don't have 4K. It's really just 1080p. It's really just normal HD. And we don't have that. Although, like Ray said, we were at Best Buy the other day and we did see some 4K TV. And it was really, really nice. And you could see the detail and the color and the resolution is really awesome in a 4K. But 8K about 4 years from now?
But here's the deal. Maybe Alicia Keys will go back to using makeup again if they go up to 8K.
Why? What about Alicia Keys? Plays the
piano. She was at the VMAs and she said she's done with makeup and she didn't wear any makeup.
And how did she look like? She looks
like she didn't wear any makeup.
Well, Yes, and does she or pimples her out or something or what? What did you see?
No, you could just tell she wasn't all made up to the nines like everybody else. She just looked normal.
She looked normal.
She wasn't like J-Lo, who looked like she was a porcelain doll walking around on heels. Mm.
So. Okay, so 8K.
8 inches, what?
8,000 inches.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to the Bizarre.
Okay. I think Julio has something to do with this. Clowns trying to lure kids into woods, South Carolina apartment complex warns. This is from Greenville, South Carolina. Clown sightings in a South Carolina neighborhood have been the talk of the Fleetwood Manor apart. It almost sounds like a trailer park. And it has most parents on high alert. Donna Arnold called deputies after her son and some other people in the complex said they saw the clowns behind a basketball court. I thought my child was seeing things, and then the next day, I had about 30 kids come up to me and say, "Did you see the clown in the woods?" They finally sent people out here to check, and they found some evidence.
What? Makeup?
Red noses. One woman said the kids aren't seeing things. She told the CNN affiliate WHNS that she was walking back home when she spotted a clown waving at her. That's why I'm over here, to make sure law enforcement is doing something, because we've had about 200 to 300 children out here, and I want to make sure that the law enforcement is doing the right thing, he said. The clown sightings are not being taken lightly. The apartment complex sent out a flyer warning residents, and the scare caused concern for the community activist Bruce Wilson. Clowns might sound silly, but it's a situation parents are not finding funny. They want the clowns caught. Just be extremely careful, said the resident, Teresa Robinson. You have to dot all the I's and cross all the T's all the times in a situation like this. And be aware and high alert at all times.
Wait.
So it's either crazy clown, it's either killer clowns from outer space, or Stephen King's It is real, like I always thought.
Or it could be the clown in American Horror Story.
Yes,
it's even worse. To me, that's worse because they're more scary. The one in It, this is okay.
What do you mean the one in It? That was scary. I still don't walk around. I walk around drain holes on the side of the road because of that.
Oh, really?
And they're remaking It right now, so that's interesting. Maybe it's publicity for the movie.
That's right. But I don't get it. Okay, what were these clowns doing? They just
appear. Try to lure kids into the woods, I assume.
Lure kids. They just see them. They don't really do anything to them. They just... Well, it's really just scared of them. That's
well,
just pretty
I don't
much
know
it.
If it's scared, but I mean, they're like, apparently the kids are going over and talking to them because one of the clowns, the lady said she saw one of the clowns and it waved at her.
That's just waving, but
yeah,
it's not really
that shit. That ain't normal shit.
So
right
that's
there. That is not.
If there
normal
are racists,
shit.
These are clown.
I don't care.
Clownists.
Clown lives do not matter.
That should be a title of the show. Clown Lives Do Not Matter.
The only good clown is a dead clown.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. Clown lives matter. They do matter.
No, they don't.
Oh, my God.
The only time I like seeing clowns is at the rodeo when the bulls are trying to kill them.
Mm-hmm. But you know, what I did before, what did I do before? Back in the Philippines, I did try on, somebody lent me a clown jumpsuit. It's got the
all I
tassels
say,
and everything.
If you show up in my room with a clown jumpsuit on, you might get shot in your own house.
Oh, really?
You might die.
But I don't
in
have
your
makeup. But then what I did, I had makeup. I put makeup all over my face. And then I was a clown. And then I borrowed somebody's wig. Oh my gosh, I remember back then the first time I ever tried being a clown.
Maynard was in drag for the first time.
I was in a clown outfit.
He had on a wig and he had on makeup. She was in drag.
God, it's kind of hard to put that makeup on though. Anyway, so yeah.
That's what Alicia Keys said.
Hey everyone, if you have a clown incident, let us know.
A good clown is a dead clown.
A good clown
is lives do not matter.
Oh, really? That is sad. Okay, Ray. So, special thanks to Cesar for the great articles on facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to contact us, send your email to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327.
Yes. Leave your voice messages. We'll play it in the show. We haven't played anyone's voicemail yet. It's been some time now. So, yeah, so follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are now on SoundCloud and Google Play. And also, we are on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye, guys.
Kill the clowns, kill the clowns, kill the clowns!